May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 770. 770. The God that rules on high and thunders when he please, that rides upon the stormy sky and manages the seas, this awful God is ours, our Father and our love. He shall send down his heavenly powers to carry us above. Hymn 770.
Three psalms that I'd like us to read together this evening. The first psalm is the 46th. I'd like us to read the 48th and then the 91st psalm. Three psalms, the first of which is the 46th psalm, followed by the 48th psalm and then the 91st psalm. Psalm 46. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth, the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Let's now read the 48th Psalm. A song and psalm for the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it for ever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God, for ever and ever. He will be our guide, even unto death. Let's now turn to our third and final psalm this evening, the 91st psalm. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And we'll leave the reading of God's holy word there. May bless it to each of our souls and may help each of us to call upon his great and holy name in prayer. Great and almighty Lord God, we will thank thee once again that thou, Lord, hast granted us this opportunity to assemble round thy holy word. We thank thee, Lord, for keeping us safe from harm, preserving us from all evil, even during this day. We pray, Lord, as we gather in these thine earthly courts on the evening of thy day, we might prove once again that that barrel of meal does not waste and that cruse of oil does not fail. It may be a portion for each, a portion for six, yea, also for seven. That, Lord, has been mentioned already in prayer, that none might go home empty away. Lord, that thy presence might be known and felt, Lord. And Lord, once again, we would plead that word, for thou hast said, where two or three gather together in mine, and there I am in the midst of them. And that's our dependence. That, Lord, thou hast promised thy gracious presence. And that's what we rely upon, Lord, is that thy presence might be known and felt. As we gather, Lord, here, and those other causes that are represented here on this, Lord, evening of thy day, we pray, Lord, that thy presence, thy abiding presence, might be known and felt. Ah, what is the house to me? Lest the master there I see. Lord, grant thy presence. Let us not gather prayerlessly. Let us not have gathered carelessly. But may there have been much prayer offered up for the service of thy house this day. That, Lord, there might be that word in season, that each might be given that desire to hear thy voice. That, Lord, thou would speak. Come and hear, all ye that fear God. Lord, may there be that true fear, that reverence and godly fear, as when we approach unto thee, Lord. We would not approach carelessly. We would not approach, Lord, in and of ourselves, but we would come. We must come unto thee. And we'll come in that way that thou hast prescribed for sinners, in and through a precious Christ. We plead, Lord, what he has done, and he has done alone. We plead, Lord, that his presence might be known and felt, Lord. That, Lord, he might be seen instead of us when we approach to thee, Lord. That mediator in God and men, the man Christ Jesus. That mediator of the better covenant. That mediator of the new covenant. That daysman that stands between with his hands upon. Lord, may he be seen instead of us, Lord. In those garments dyed in blood. And Lord, may each of us be enabled to come boldly. Not, Lord, carelessly or prayerlessly. But boldly through that way that thou hast prescribed. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. To obtain mercy. If I grace to help. In time of need, Lord. And a sinner can only come boldly in and through a precious Christ, for we cannot come any other way. And Lord, that tries to get any other way are thieves and robbers. But Lord, may we be found in him. May, Lord, thy Holy Spirit reside in each of us, Lord. May we have that greater union and that greater communion with thee, Lord. Grant thy abiding presence as thou did, Lord, for those two on the Emmaus Road. How, Lord, they desired that I would abide with them, and thou didst, Lord. Grant, Lord, that I might abide with us in the services of thy house, and thou would abide with us in our own homes. That, Lord, that we would not restrict thee to the services of thy house. No, we desire thy gracious presence. We desire, Lord, to know that thou art with us, guiding us and directing us, upholding us, strengthening us, supporting us. And, Lord, we would plead thine own word. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And that's our dependence, Lord. And our dependence is upon those exceeding great and precious promises in thy word. But how we must turn those exceeding great and precious promises into present. Thou hast said, Lord. Thou hast said, those that cometh unto thee are in no wise cast off. And Lord, we would come. We must come. Thou hast the words of eternal life. But do, Lord, draw us. Draw us to thee, Lord. Draw us to thy feet, those cords, those bands of love. Draw me and we will run after thee. May we be granted that desire after thee. That, Lord, we might be partakers of thee. That by faith we may drink of thy blood and eat of thy body, Lord, by faith. Lord, that we might be found in thee, not just to have that head knowledge of thee, not just to know about thee, but, Lord, to know thee. For to know thee is to love thee. And may, Lord, we love thee more. We thank thee, Lord, if we do love thee. And, Lord, we only love thee for one reason, and that's because thou first loved us. But may, Lord, we, as we progress through this wilderness journey, have a greater love to thee, that we might love the ordinances of thy house, and love thy people more. For we know, Lord, that we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Well, Lord, may there be that love to each other and that love to thee, Lord. Lord, but how short this sinner in the pulpit's love comes to thee, Lord. May, Lord, we have a greater love. May we love thee more. May, Lord, we be given that desire after thee more. May we each be able to say, Lord, not in presumption, my beloved is mine and I am his. Despite what I am, despite my failings, despite my shortcomings, despite all my sins, my beloved is mine and I am his. That we might have those evidences, Lord, we're amongst those who are numbered amongst thy people. Many are called, few are chosen, but to be amongst those that are chosen by thee. And what a mercy, Lord, that thou knowest those that are thine. For thou knowest thy people, Lord, feel to be so unworthy. At times we feel to be so unlike one of thy people, one of thine handmaids. And yet, Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest all about us. Thou knowest, Lord, our need of thee. Thou knowest, Lord, without thee we can do nothing. Without thee we are nothing. And yet, Lord, to know thee, to worship thee. And may we each be granted that true worshipping frame of mind, that we might worship thee in that spirit and in truth. That, Lord, thou would grant unto us that true spirit of worship, that true spirit of thankfulness for what thou hast done. That, Lord, thou hast paid the price for our sins. Oh, what a mercy if each here and each we know, each are listening can say that, Lord. That thou, Lord, died for us, for me. Rose again the third day for my justification, for each of our, and we're made acceptable in thy sight. Make sin an exceeding sinful thing unto each of us, Lord. Grant, Lord, that we might not sin willfully, that are granted to us that tender conscience, that we might, Lord, cause that disgrace upon thy great and holy name. And Lord, that when trials and difficulties and temptations come, we might flee to that place of safety, a precious Christ. For Lord, thou hast defeated Satan. He is defeated, Lord, and we know that. But Lord, thou knowest how he goes about as a roaring lion and as an angel of light. We've got no might against him, Lord. He's a mighty foe, and yet, Lord, thou hast defeated him. O Lord, we thank thee, Lord, that there is salvation for thy people. We thank thee, Lord, that salvation has been wrought out for the chiefest of sinners, for 500 pence debtors, for those, Lord, who are steeped in sin, great sins, and yet, Lord, thy salvation is full and free, that thou dost love thy people freely, that thou dost love thy people with an everlasting love, that, Lord, thou dost draw thy people. What a mercy that is so, Lord. And, Lord, may we know that love. May we know more. And any here, Lord, and any that are listening, don't know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. May, Lord, they be granted that desire to know thee, that desire to worship thee, that desire to love thee. We pray, Lord, that they may be granted that true hunger and thirst after thee, Lord. That, Lord, that true spirit of wrestling prayer that would not let them go. It's that thou bless them. Bless us with that knowledge. Bless us with that assurance. Bless us with a precious Christ. Be with each of thy people, Lord, in the various circumstances of life. Once again, we bear before thee those, Lord, that are in affliction's path, Grant healing mercies, according to thy mind and with thy will. Bless the means, if any means is used upon them, Lord. We don't look to the means. We look to thee to bless the means. We thank thee for the provision, doctors and nurses and so on, Lord. But we look to thee. Be with those, Lord, that might be laid aside on a bed of affliction this day. Raise them to that measure of health and strength, that full health and strength, if it is thy will. Do, Lord, be with each. Lord, many were brought unto thee when thou walked this sin-cursed earth with those diseases, and Lord, those divers diseases, and how, Lord, thou did heal them, and thou art the same. May the Son of Righteousness arise with that healing in his wings, healing in body for those that need it, healing in mind for those that need it, and that healing in our souls that we all need, that, Lord, thou might pour thy Spirit upon us, Lord. Pour out thy Spirit here upon this people, as thou did, Lord, on the day of Pentecost, that thy Spirit might be known and felt. Lord, that's what we desire. And grant, Lord, that upholding to thy people, those, Lord, that might be in great trials or in great difficulties, uphold them, strengthen and support them, we beseech of thee, and bring them through the trial, through the difficulty, if it's thy will. And grant, Lord, that each of thy people might be good in that submission to thy will, that they might be able to say, the will of the Lord be done, thy will be done, and truly mean it. That, Lord, our will, that my will, might be made conformable unto thy will. For thine is the good and perfect will. For thou knowest, Lord, what we each stand in need of better than we do ourselves, Lord. And Lord, but we do pray that any trials, any difficulties, any afflictions, those losses, those crosses, might be sanctified by thee, that they might be used by thee to draw us unto thy feet, whether it be, Lord, in prayer, that we might be enabled to pour out our petitions unto thee, in prayer, Lord, what a privilege prayer is. That, Lord, we might be able to cast all our burdens upon thee and prove that thou art our burden bearer. That, Lord, we might prove the goodness of God even in trials, even in difficulties. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose, Lord. What a mercy, Lord, that all things do work together. Good, yes, thy people or some of thy people have very deep trials. Trials that go on for many years, and how they might feel at times that there's no answer to prayer. And yet, Lord, there has been answers to prayer because thou hast sustained, thou hast helped, thou hast supported them. And yet, Lord, great trials and great difficulties. But Lord, what a mercy if we can see love stamped on them all, that we can see the good hand of our God in upholding, in strengthening, in supporting and using these things to thy praise, thine honour, and thy glory. Be with those, once again, that have lost loved ones. Those, Lord, that mourn those that have departed. We pray, Lord, that thou would uphold those that remain here, Lord. Thou would grant them thy grace, thy upholding, their lonely time when they feel to be alone. That thy presence might be known and felt. That one that sticketh close than the brother. That brother born for adversity. Be with those that are elderly. Those that feel the infirmities of old age. Do be with them. Grant them thy grace. Carry them, Lord. So thy word declares, I will carry those that have got hoar hairs. Do, Lord, carry them. They may not even be able to walk very far. And yet, Lord, thy presence. And Lord, we would pray once again for the young and rising generation. Lord, keep them as the apple of thine eye. Hide them under the shadow of thy wings. We pray, Lord, that each might be brought to know thee, come to fear thee, and come to love thee while young in years. That thou would keep them from the world, the spirit of the world, the allurements of the world, the many inducements of the world that will try to draw them apart aside, that, Lord, thou would grant unto them the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, that, Lord, they might be numbered amongst, that, Lord, raise them up to be pillars in each of the causes of truth. Lord, do be with them, grandparents, wisdom and wise counsel and good judgment, so they train up the children in the way that they should go. We pray, Lord, that our denomination might see better days. That, Lord, there's without a doubt thou hast a controversy with us, but even as we were speaking of today, Lord, we pray, Lord, thou would have mercy, that, Lord, thou would reveal what the controversy is, Lord, and that would build up the causes of truth, Lord. We thank thee, Lord, for the number that have gathered here, Lord, and we think, Lord, at times of how low this cause got at once. And yet, Lord, thou hast been gracious, thou hast upheld, thou hast granted that great number here, Lord, and thine arm is not shortened that it cannot save. But, Lord, we need thee to work in our causes of truth. Many are literally twos and threes, as thou knowest, Lord. And we know, Lord, that two or threes, well, numbers don't matter to thee, Lord, but we shouldn't be complacent about things. We shouldn't just say, well, even for the two or three thou had said thou'd be in the midst. No, Lord, grant thy gracious upbuild, thy gracious presence, but build up. Grant, Lord, the better days might be seen. This cause, Lord, we thank thee for the number that are gathered here, Lord, but even as our friends said, there are many empty pews here. To constrain others to come in, Lord. Only thou canst do it, Lord. Do, Lord, grant others might be constrained, even those that pass by here, those that are speeding past in their cars, or may they be wrought upon by thy Spirit, that it might be given that desire, that hunger after thee, Lord, and constrain others to come in to this cause. And each of the causes of truth, where thy name is faithfully proclaimed, grant a godly, gracious increase. Any prodigals, Lord, that were brought up here, that are now out in the world, Lord, and that prodigal, how thou did bring him to that abject poverty. As we spoke of this morning, how he returned to his father's house, he remembered. And Lord, a welcome he had. Grant, Lord, that prodigals might be wrought upon by thee. They might remember and bring to their remembrance, Lord, the things they've been favoured to hear in times past. We beseech of thee, Lord. Lord, it does seem like the day of small things. And Lord, we would not despise the day of small things. We thank thee that it's a day of anything. But Lord, do work, we beseech of thee. Many millions about round about, Lord, and we think of the many false religions in this land. Many things that are worshipped. The work of men's hands, vanity and folly, Lord. We pray, Lord, that open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf. Those, Lord, that are blinded by Satan. Those, Lord, whose ears are stopped up by Satan. Lord, open their eyes. We know thou wilt it, Lord, for thy people. Open thine eyes and stop their ears, we beseech of thee. Again, we must bear before thee those in authority over us. Lord, work mightily in our leaders, our king. Grant, Lord, there might be that turning unto thee in high places, that thy right and proper example might be set, that they might be made praying people, that, Lord, there might be that inquiring about all thou will have them to do, Lord. We think of the many laws on our statute book, so contrary to thy word, the many things that go on. We pray, Lord, that have mercy, that thou'd hear the sighs and cries of thy poor remnant regarding the abominations that are done in the land, and stem the tide of iniquity in this our nation, the nations of the world. Grant, Lord, there might be that true spirit of reformation in this our nation. And grant, Lord, there might be that turning unto thee. Grant wisdom to our leaders. Do, Lord, work, though, we beseech of thee, Lord. Make thine arm bear on behalf of thy people. Be with thy people throughout the world in great difficulties. Those that suffer persecution. Once again, Lord, we pray that thou would lessen the persecution if it's thy will, and grant thy grace. Those, Lord, in places of conflict, grant peace might return. And Lord, thou knowest, Lord, we know all things are in thine hand. And we think, Lord, again of that conflict in Ukraine. May it not spread, or may peace return once more, we beseech of thee. And do, Lord, hear us, Lord, but uphold thy people. Strengthen thy, Lord, we would particularly pray for those that fear thee not. Those, Lord, that perhaps in great difficulties, in great trials, and they don't know that comfort that comes from knowing that there's a God in heaven. They don't know that comfort in knowing that thou art their heavenly Father. Those, Lord, that don't fear thee. Perhaps those that have said there is no God. The fool has said there is no God. And yet even the fool is not beyond thy reach, Lord. We would not call any fools, Lord. Only thou canst do that. But Lord, work mightily, we beseech of thee. Those that fear thee not, grant there might be a turning unto thee while there is yet time. For death is upon the road. We think, Lord, of that train crash that happened recently in India, and that great number taken from time into eternity. And Lord, we think of our own circumstances, Lord, and may we be ready for that time when thou will come. We come, Lord, with that petition, one of our hymn writers, prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy spirit must the work perform, for it is all of grace. Prepare each of us for eternity. Grant that we might be made ready, that we might be given that desire after thee, that hunger and thirst after thee. That, Lord, this might not be our home, Lord, for it is polluted. This is not our rest, but we have that desire, Lord, to be with Christ, which is far better. That haven, that our desired haven. No continuing city here, but we seek one to come. What a mercy if that's said for each of us, Lord. That, Lord, our desire is to be with thee, to follow in the footsteps of the faithful, those that have gone before, those that now are even in heaven, looking upon their beloved, looking upon him and worshipping him forever and ever and ever. Lord, we thank thee that we have the Lord's day, that day set apart when we're able to worship thee, and how short our worship comes, how poor our worship comes. And yet, Lord, we think of heaven, where Sabbaths will never end, where there'll be that constant worship forever and ever and ever, to sing thy worthy praises, to look upon him whom they have pierced. Behold your king, behold the man. What a mercy, Lord, if we all behold thee, all thy people will. But Lord, to have that desire after thee, grant it to each, we beseech of thee. Forgive all our sins, all our transgressions, all our shortcomings. Wash us in that precious sin-atoning blood. Wash me. Purge me, make me whiter than snow, make me acceptable in thy sight. Grant us that true spirit of confession. We confess our sins, it is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Grant, Lord, that we have that true repentance, that repentance that need not to be repented, Lord, that godly repentance, repentance after a godly sort, that we might be truly sorry for sin, that, Lord, we might truly be sorry for the price that was paid for sin. The holy, perfect Son of God, suffering, bleeding and dying for our sins, for my sins. What a mercy if that's so, Lord. And yet, Lord, grant, Lord, we might have that tender conscience, that, Lord, we might really realise what sin is in the sight of a thrice holy God. Do, Lord, be with each of thy servants. Uphold us and strengthen and support us. Lord, any that finish their labours for the day, do be with them. Keep the devil from them. Any, Lord, that are labouring this evening, do be with us. Uphold us and strengthen and support us, Lord. Touch my lips with the live coal from off thine heavenly altar. Lord, as thou said to me, open thy mouth wide, I will fill it. Lord, we don't want to come with our own message. We don't want to come with our own words. We want, Lord, to be ambassadors for Christ, the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. Grant, Lord, that this evening there might be a word in season to each here. We beseech of thee. Thou knowest what each need. I don't know what each need, Lord, but thou knowest, Lord. Grant, Lord, there might be a word of consolation, a word of comfort to those that are weary, Lord, a word of strengthening, a word of upholding, if it's thy will. Accept of a heart that got you for every mercy, thy manifold mercies in providence, and those greater mercies in grace. Lord, help us this night. Help me, Lord, and help each to listen. Help one, Lord, in the choosing of the hymns, Lord, and help us, Lord, as we gather around thy word. After this service, in remembrance of thee, Lord, may we remember, may we ever be remembered, Lord, may we not be unmindful of these things, the price that was paid for our redemption, precious Christ, make him precious to each, Lord, and the desire of him, precious in the possession, and to ye therefore which believe. He is precious. What a mercy, Lord, that we believe is. Oh, but Lord, we must come as with that one that's in thy word. Oh, Lord, I do believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Lord, help us. Help us, we beseech of thee this night. Help us all our journey through, as we ask it all for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 4, the fourth hymn. Keep silence, all created things, and wait your Maker's nod. My soul stands trembling while she sings the honours of her God. Hymn number 4.
Thank you.
turn together in the Holy Word of God to the first of the three psalms that we read together, the 46th psalm. And the words that have been laid upon my spirit by way of text this morning are three words. And those words can be found in the first verse, the seventh verse, and the 11th verse. And those three words is our refuge. In the first verse, God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. The seventh verse, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And the 11th verse, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. The world, those that are in the world, knows nothing of this refuge. They don't know the need of this refuge. They don't hasten to this refuge. Those in the world look to their own strength, their own sufficiency, their own knowledge, their own goodness. If they don't look to their own, they look to others in the world. Look to those about round about them, those that can help, those that can support. What a mercy if you and I know this refuge. What a mercy if we know the need of this refuge. And what a mercy if we've hastened to this refuge. An all-sufficient refuge. A refuge that we need in every aspect, care and concern of our lives. What a mercy, as I say, to know there is a refuge. What a mercy to be able to hasten unto it. And what a mercy to trust in this refuge. Now, refuge, if I understand correctly, comes from the French word for flee. God is our refuge, a strength, a very present help in trouble. And the first thing, as I'd like to mention, is our refuge. Our. Yours and mine, if we're amongst the Lord's people. And how we can hasten to this refuge. What a mercy if you can say he's your God. What a mercy if I can say he's my God. An all-sufficient strength. An all-sufficient support. Very present help in trouble. The gracious presence of God. Many troubles and many difficulties in this world. And that, of course, is the lot of the Lord's people. Trials and difficulties, troubles and afflictions. And how sometimes it seems that one trouble, and then another trouble, then another trouble, and now the troubles come. Think of Job, those four messengers that came, quickly after the one before, and how each message seemed to get worse. And how the Lord's people at times had seen such trouble, such difficulties, such anxieties, such cares. Those troubles may be in our own lives, maybe our own difficulties. Maybe those trials that come in, they may be providential trials, the unknown way. What a trial that can be. When we think of the way, and I've often said it, we've sung it in the hymn. The unknown way, the way ahead is wisely hidden from us. For if we knew the pathway, how we'd shirk from it. But the Lord knows. The Lord knows all things. So it may be the unknown way that's a trouble. It may be anxieties over the future, cares and concerns. But how the Lord's people want the presence of God in the pathway to uphold, to strengthen, to support, not to go our own way, not to think to do those things that we think we should do, but how we have to make these things a matter of prayer. Lord, what will thou have me to do? Lord, guide and direct me aright. Lord, help me. Lord, go with me. Grant thy gracious presence, thy upholding, thy strengthening. As the Lord said to Moses, certainly I will be with thee. That's his presence, isn't it? A very present help. Certainly I will be with thee. What a mercy that the Lord said that he will be with his people when they're walking in that pathway of obedience, when they're doing those things which are right in accordance with the mind. And we cannot expect the Lord's presence. We cannot expect the Lord to be with us unless we're walking the way that the Lord would have us go. And if we go any other pathway, how the Lord will bring us back. Think of Jonah. Jonah wasn't left to go his own way, was he? No. Jonah thought his way was prospered. That ship was there and so on, going the direction he wanted. Then that storm arose, and how he was thrown into the sea, and how that great fish. What a merciful and a gracious God we've got, isn't it? Even when we do things like, even when we're disobedient, how the Lord deals with us. In love, in mercy, to bring us back in that right way. But how we, and as I said, we cannot expect the Lord to be with us. He's said he will be with us, but when we're walking in a disobedient pathway, when we're walking contrary to his word. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. What a mercy. If the Lord in our pathways, we know the presence of God. That very presence. And how the two on the Emmaus Road, didn't they? How they communed with themselves, how they communed with each other, and how they were sad. And that was trouble to them, wasn't it? And how the Lord drew nigh. And how their desire was that the Lord would abide with them. Now what a mercy if we have that same spirit. We want the Lord's abiding presence. We want to feel and know his presence. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, what a mercy is that so, isn't it? Think of the three Hebrews. That was a trouble, wasn't it? But how they were faithful to God. And how that fire that they were put into, how it was wont to be heated seven times above it was wont to be heated. How it slew those that threw them in, yet they were preserved. They were upheld, and what a great blessing they had in that trial, in that trouble, in that difficulty. What was that? The presence of God. The form of the fourth was like unto the Son of God. Now, what a mercy in your troubles and in my troubles, if we can hasten to this refuge and his gracious presence, his upholding, his strengthening, for him to be with us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And there's so much about refuges in the Psalms. You can turn to the ninth psalm, I think it is. The ninth psalm, the ninth verse. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble, a refuge, a place of security, a place of safety, a place where we can be at rest. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in time. Oh Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. For the oppression of the poor. For the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. A refuge in times of trouble. In times of difficulty. In times of anxiety. And times of great trouble. The 14th psalm, the 6th verse. Because the Lord is our refuge. The Lord is the refuge of his people. And how they have to resort to that refuge. Times of trouble. Impossibilities. Think of Jehoshaphat. That great company that came against him and his nation. And what did he do? We have no might against this great company that's coming. Neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. That's hastening to that refuge. Our eyes are upon thee. Lord, undertake for me. Lord, do all things for me. That's that refuge. Trusting in him. Relying on him. Looking to him. Believing in him. David knew it. In, I think it's the 2nd of Samuel 22. Yes, there it is, verse 3. This is the 22nd of Samuel is very similar to the 18th Psalm. It's David's psalm of thanksgiving for his deliverance from all those that oppressed him, all those that sought his life. And David could write this in the 2nd of Samuel 22, verse 3. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my saviour. Thou savest me from violence, a rock, a firm foundation, something immovable. In him will I trust, that belief, that leaving all things in his good and gracious. Here's my shield. That's that. And how we need that shield. He's our sun and our shield. He's our shield and our exceeding great reward. A shield to defend us. A shield for us to hide behind. He is my shield, the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and my refuge, my saviour. And thou savest me from violence. And in the 18th Psalm, I just mentioned that. We read this. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. That's a refuge, isn't it? A fortress. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Now, have you not proved it in your life, your troubles, in your difficulties, when things have seemed to be so rough in the pathway, when there's been troubles, yea, trouble after trouble, when it seems that there's no foundation, then everything's changing, life changes, circumstances changing, health changes, and the Lord's a sovereign. But we all have to hide to this refuge. We all have to flee to this refuge. We all have to flee to that place of safety. David did, didn't he? My fortress and his deliverer. Do all things for me, Lord. Undertake for me. My God, my strength. How at times we feel no strength. Lord, I don't know how to continue. Lord, I don't know how to keep going. Lord, I don't know how to preach the next sermon. Lord, I don't know how to do the next prayer. Oh, Lord, I've got no strength. A good place that's to be, isn't it? Not very comfortable for the flesh, I admit. But what a nice place to be that we know we've got no strength. Why? Because when I am weak, then I am strong. Weak in self, strong in him. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Our weakness, his strength. What a mercy to prove his strength. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So we've got no strength of our own to rely upon him, to lean upon him. The one that came out of the wilderness, she was leaning upon her beloved. And where was she leaning? No strength, unable to progress, leaning upon him. And the Lord's people have to prove this refuge. They have to hasten to this refuge. They have to prove his strength, not the strength in self. And he's a very present help in trouble. A very present. He's not a remote God. He's not a God afar off. He's nigh unto his people. And a very present help, a timely help. And now we have to prove his help. What does a hymn might say? No help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death. And hell, a very present help in trouble. And the Lord's laid help upon one that is mighty. And that's the help for his people. And that's that refuge. Not the help in ourselves, not the help in each other. And we should be thankful, of course, for those that do help. To be grateful for the Lord, provide those that support us. Those that we can converse with. We've got to hasten to this refuge. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Can you not say that? What a mercy if you can, to recognize that it's by God's help, by God's strength, that we continue to this day. He who has helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to his praise. That help of God. Lord, help me. That woman cried that, didn't he? Lord, help me. And how we have to put the same cry, Lord, help me. Help me to continue. Help me to believe. And we're all believers, but how we have to come into, oh Lord, I do believe. Help thou mine unbelief. What doubts and fears the Lord's people have, particularly in trials, particularly in difficulties. I said it to your deacon, I don't doubt that the Lord can do anything. I know he can do anything. I know he can do everything. But will he? Will he undertake? Will he answer my prayers? Will he support me? Will he strengthen me? And that's the pathway of the Lord's people, I believe. It's not to be a pathway of complacency. It's not to be a pathway to say, well, the Lord said he would help. I'll be fine. No. It's to hasten to him. Hasten to that refuge. The pathway of the Lord's people is not a pathway of independence. It's a pathway of dependence. The Lord's people have to be dependent upon him, not themselves, not their own strength or their own felt strength, not their own goodness. It's hastened to this refuge. So the pathway of the Lord's people is a pathway of dependence. It's a pathway of obedience. And it's a pathway of prayer. It's a pathway of communion. But it's a pathway of prayer as well. And when we become careless, when we become prayerless, well, I don't believe the Lord will leave his people in that place for very long. I believe the Lord will bring something, if I know much about the pathway, that the Lord will bring something into our pathway to make us more in prayer, to make us call upon him, to make us hasten to that refuge. Because that's our only place of support. It's our only place of safety. It's our only place of security. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And the 59th Psalm, verse 16. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defence and refuge in the day of my trouble. Now, what a mercy if you and I are able to have that same spirit, to sing of thy power, to sing of his praises, to worship him, to worship in the beauty of holiness, to be mindful of those mercies, those manifold mercies. And can we not look back on experiences? Can we not look back in the pathway? Can we not look back and say, thou hast been my defence? Thou hast been my refuge. Thou hast been my strength. Thou hast been my all and in all. So weak, so feeble, without, and yet the Lord upholds those that are weak. Those that are poor. Those that are needy. What a mercy to know we're poor. What a mercy to know we're needy. What a mercy to know him. What a mercy to hasten to him. And the 71st Psalm. The psalmist could write this, I'm a wonder to many. I'm as a wonder to many. How do I keep going? How am I upheld? I'll go to the verse before this. No, I'll go to the verse before that. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. What a mercy to trust in him. What a mercy to believe in him. What a mercy to hasten unto him. What a mercy there is that refuge. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continual of thee. I am a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And there's that well-known verse in Deuteronomy. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Have we not proved it? Have you not proved it in your pathway? Have you not hastened to that refuge? Times of anxiety, times of loss, times of stresses, thy refuge. Changing times, changing circumstances, but the refuge doesn't change. A precious Christ doesn't change. His love to his people doesn't change. He's a refuge, a strong tower, a support in life's journey and afterward into glory. The eternal God, an everlasting God, an almighty God, a God of love. Yes, a consuming fire out of Christ. What a mercy if you and I are able to say, the Lord God is thy refuge, and underneath are those everlasting arms, those arms supporting, those arms strengthening. We can't fall below those arms. Because they're there. And what a mercy to fall into them. To fall into the arms of God. That's that refuge. Place of security. And what are the Lord's? No man. Not if the devil can pluck any man out of the Lord's hands. Safety, security, and it's in him alone. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. May you prove it, and may I prove it in this wilderness journey. When trials and troubles and difficulties come, he's the refuge. The place to hasten to. The place of security. The place of rest. It's like that city of refuge in the book of Numbers. Those six cities. And how the manslayer who inadvertently or unawares killed, and how they hastened to that place of refuge. That city, and how they were safe in that city, provided they didn't go outside that city. And then when the avenger came, when it was near kinsmen, they were safe. When they went outside, they weren't. And then when the high priest died, they were released. And what a wonderful thing there is, that refuge. Refuge for sinners. And his very present help. Now, often in our path, we're not conscious of his presence. But the Lord is round about his people. His angels are round about his people. And I don't think we really, I've mentioned this at home. I don't think we really, really are aware of what we're kept from. When those dangers that are seen, those dangers that are unseen. And the 346th hymn, a sovereign protector I have. What a mercy the Lord's people have a sovereign protector. A sovereign protector I have, unseen, yet forever at hand. Unchangeably faithful to save. Almighty to rule and command. He smiles and my comforts abound. His grace as the dew shall descend. And walls of salvation surround the souls he delights to defend. The Lord loves his own. The Lord gave his life for his people. And greater love of no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But why were we yet sinners? Christ died for us. Kind author and ground of my hope, thee, for my God I avow, my glad Ebenezer set up, and own thou hast helped me till now. I muse on the years that are past, wherein my defence thou hast proved, nor wilt thou relinquish at last a sinner so singly loved. Divine protection, that refuge, that support, a very present help. What a mercy it is, so isn't it? That the Lord upholds his people. The Lord strengthens his people. And there will be trials and there will be difficulties. That is the lot of the Lord's people. But to hasten to this refuge. This isn't our home. This isn't our rest. It's polluted. But God is a refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. And the seventh verse. What a mercy if we can say the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, our high place for us. The Lord of hosts is with us. What a mercy to want his presence. What a mercy to desire his presence. What a mercy to have his presence. We don't deserve his presence. We don't deserve anything. From the hands of our good and gracious God, we deserve eternal condemnation. And yet for his people, he's done all things for them. And the Lord of hosts is with them. In life, in this, and upholding strength. When the Lord with his disciples, when he told them that he was about to leave them. I think it's the 13th of John. And now he said they were troubled then, the Lord's disciples. Well, they're troubled over three things. First thing is that he said he was going to leave them, depart from them, to return unto his Father, and that was a great trouble to them. He told them that one of them was going to betray him. And the third thing he told them, well, one of them would deny them. One of them would deny him, of course. And all those things, of course, did come to pass. But the Lord also said this. 14th of John. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house were many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Now, what a confidence that is for the Lord's people. That he will come again and receive us. That troubles and trials. And how at that time, he said, of course, the Holy Comforter would come. The Holy Spirit to uphold and strengthen us, and to reveal the precious Christ. So in trials and in trouble, may you prove this refuge. May you prove his strength, not your own strength. And may you prove his gracious presence, his gracious upon. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. What a mercy if that same God, an unchangeable God, a faithful God, is our God, is your God. Help, support, sustain. And the 48th Psalm, the third verse, God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Is he known here? In the places where his honour dwells, for a refuge. For a hiding place. For what calm there can be sometimes when we could come into the Lord's house. And we feel his gracious presence. Maybe storms outside. Storms in our lives. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness for a season, isn't it? To know the gracious presence of God. That rest. And that peace. That can only come through him. And through him alone. This man shall be the peace. Now that's a refuge, isn't it? This man shall be this peace between God and men, the man Christ. And that 91st Psalm that we read together. Again, refuge. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. That refuge. Refuge from storms, refuge from troubles, and of course, a refuge from the wrath of an offended God. We all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And the Lord, the Almighty God, a thrice holy God, is angry with the wicked every day. His wrath poured out upon, there are numerous examples in God's holy word, of his wrath poured out upon sinners, Noah, Sodom and Gomorrah, and so on. And how the Lord cannot wink at sin. But this refuge, a precious Christ, the one who bore the wrath of an offended God for his people. What a mercy to know that refuge. What a mercy to be hiding in that refuge. A precious Christ. And those that are in that refuge, when we all must stand before the judgment seat of Christ, will hear these words. Come in, ye blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. But those that are not in that refuge, depart from me, I never knew you. What a solemn distinction, isn't it, between those that are in the refuge and those that are not. Those that are sheep and those that are goats. Those that are wheat and those that are tares. Those that the Lord draws into his barn and those that are not. And that's the refuge, isn't it? To be found in him. What a mercy that there is that refuge. That he is the refuge of his people. That he trod the winepress alone for his people. Bore the wrath of an offended God for his people. And those that appear before God, there will be those that desire that the mountains and rocks that should fall upon them to hide them from the wrath of God and from the face of the Lamb. But for his people, he's a refuge for them. It's where they abide in him. And the 1097th hymn. I think it's that one. Excuse me, I'll just turn to it. Yes. the 1097th hymn, the refuge for sinners the gospel makes known, the good news of the gospel of salvation to sinners, desperate sinners, wicked sinners, 1,000 pence, 5,500 pence debtors, or greater. But there's that refuge made known to sinners. And what a mercy to know that refuge, to hasten into that refuge. A refuge for sinners the gospel makes known. It's found in the merits of Jesus alone. Jesus alone, to be found in him. The weary, the tempted, and how we're tempted at times. Now the devil comes. Been at me recently, a few weeks ago, and how he came and said, "You're too vile, you're too filthy. Remember that sin you did as a boy? The sins of youth and growing years? You can't be one of the Lord's. One of the Lord's wouldn't do that." And how he comes and says, "Well, you're too vile, you're too filthy. You've done too many sins." What a temptation that is, isn't it? And we have to fall beneath it, don't we? We can't argue with the devil. I know he's a liar, but in some things he does tell the truth. And those things, we're sinners. The wages of sin is death. And it is. Eternal death. Eternal separation. And when Satan comes, we've got to fall beneath it. Yeah, he said, worse than that, Satan. Far worse. Great multitude of sins. And how we're tempted by the liar. Saying, the grace of God is not sufficient. Your sins are too high for the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse them. Too much. And how? When we're tempted like that. And we've got no might against the tempter. No might against the devil. If we think we can defeat him, we're careful. Very powerful enemy. If we underestimate the devil, that's to our peril. Roaring lion or angel of light, yes. But he comes with those arrows. Comes with those taunts. Comes with those things. And we fall beneath him. Worse. Tempted at times to give up all hope. Tempted at times to turn back even. The weary, the tempted. And burdened by sin. Such a great bounty. Oh Lord, I can't stop sinning. Oh Lord, I had sin to sin. Sin in thought, sins in deed, sins of action, sins of commission, and so on. And burdened by it. Oh, what an anxiety sin is. What a problem, what a burden sin is. But we're never exempted from entering therein into this sanctuary, into this refuge. Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's in the refuge. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. That's in the refuge. A refuge for sinners. A hiding place from the wrath of an offended God. And love ordained that hiding place. The Lord loves his people. The Lord gave his life for his people, the vile, filthy, wretched that they are. But they're found in him. Unworthy. Unworthy, uttermost sinners. But his love did ordain that hiding place for his people. And how the Lamb of God slain. Here's refuge for sinners whose guilt shall appear as black as the confines of endless despair. Who stripped of all merit. We've got nothing of our own. That we have not received. Nothing that we could commend ourselves to God. Nothing at all. Can't say we're not as bad as others. Can't say we haven't done this sin or that sin. Therefore I'm more worthy of the love of God. Because no one's worthy. We're all unworthy. The Lord's servants are unprofitable servants. But what a mercy to be one of his servants. Remember, you're either the servant of God or the servant of the devil. What a mercy to be one of his servants. What a mercy to be found in this refuge. So conscience accuses us. Well, our conscience should accuse us. We're such sinners. The devil should accuse us because we're lawbreakers and he knows. And he knows our weakest spot. One of my friends mentioned it at lunchtime. He knows our weakest spot, where to come. The law may accuse us, and so it should God's holy law, because we've broken the law. We're lawbreakers, and yet, what does the word of God say? There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. No condemnation. Now, why is there no condemnation? Because they're in that refuge. They've got that hiding place. And let me be clear. No man can put himself in that refuge. The Lord draws his people into that refuge. It's his sovereign work to draw his people to him, to draw them to that hiding place, to draw them to a precious Christ. What a mercy that it is so, isn't it? Hebrews, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil, with the forerunner for us is us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. God is a refuge. What a mercy if you can say, he's your refuge. He's our refuge. There's no uncertainty with God. There's an absolute certainty with God. There is this refuge that the gospel makes known, and all his people, every single one, will be drawn into that refuge. Times of difficulty, times of trouble, times of anxiety, to the refuge. And sin, to the refuge. When we accuse of sin, to the refuge. When Satan comes, to the refuge. Now, what a mercy if he's your refuge. What a mercy if he's our refuge. What a mercy if we hasten unto that refuge. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Now, what a mercy that it is so. Sometimes I wonder how we're going to keep going, how I'm going to put that refuge, that strength, that support. And he's promised it to his people, that strength that we need. As thy days we so shall thy strength be. What a mercy that is. That's not strength to store up. It's that constantly going. It's that constantly needing that strength. It's constantly needing his presence. Constantly desiring his presence. What a mercy that it is so, isn't it? That he said he will be with his people. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. The Holy Word of God reads this. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. That's his presence, isn't it? The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He's almighty. What a wonder that he is. He's done all things for his people. We're nothing. Without him we can do nothing. But I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's his strength again. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Lord in the midst of thee, he will save thee. He will rejoice over thee. I mentioned this morning, there is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. More than over 99 just persons that need no. And that's going to that refuge, isn't it? Those that repent, those, Lord, wash me. Make me whiter than snow. Lord, cleanse me. Lord, hide me from the wrath of an offended God. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help and trouble. May you prove it. May I prove it in the remainder of this wilderness journey. When trials and difficulties come, may we hasten to that refuge. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. That's that refuge. It's a hiding in him. When the devil comes, may we hasten to that one place of safety. He's the refuge. May he be our shield. May he be our defence. May he be our all in all. And at the end of days, that refuge. May we be found in him. May we be partakers in him. That one that sticketh closer than a brother. That brother born for adversity. Almighty God. The wages of sin is death. But
The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's that refuge.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Our refuge, may we prove it.
And this refuge will never fail. He can never fail. We fail. We come so short, I do. But he doesn't. And that's our dependence. It's on him and him alone. A precious Christ who's done all things for us if we're amongst his people. Who redeemed us. Paid the price for us. May we love him more. Love him through this wilderness journey. And then we get to heaven to sing his praises forever and ever and ever. God is our refuge and strength. A very present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Izzard. Mr. Richard Field is engaged to preach on Friday evening and next Lord's Day. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for the Free Grace Evangelistic Association, the FGEA. Our closing hymn is number 24. 24. Why should the children of a king go mourning all their days? Great Comforter, descend and bring some tokens of thy grace. Hymn number 24.
great and almighty Lord God, be our refuge, be our hiding place, be our all and in all, and draw us, Lord, into that refuge. Lord, if we have anything I've said amiss in this service and our attempts to worship thee this day, for with thy blessing anything that's been in accordance with thy mind and with thy will, and if any, Lord, feel to be outside of that refuge, Lord, draw them. Draw them to thee, Lord. The vilest sinner, the filthiest sinner, is welcome. To the throne is grace, the Saviour's name to plead. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Be with us, Lord, as we gather round thy table. Help us, Lord, to remember thee, Lord, in all things, and grant thy grace. Grant that upon both those that part, those that leave, Lord, keep them safe from harm, preserve them all evil. Do, Lord, enable them to gather here, Lord, in the Monday evening and the week evening and the next Lord's Day. Grant thy gracious presence. Grant that, Lord, that's what we desire, thy gracious presence. That one that sticketh close and her brother may know thy presence. May each be granted that desire after thy presence that don't know thy presence. And do, Lord, draw nigh, we beseech of thee. Forgive our sins, our many, many sins. And may we know, Lord, that hiding place from the wrath of an offended God. As we'd ask it all for Jesus Christ, in the name of the grace of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.